The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Let's talk about safety. Yours and your family's. If you don't have a great flashlight for each of them to carry in their pocket, you're making a huge mistake. Hey, it's Brad Staggs. I want to tell you how you can save 15% off one of the most durable, lightweight, and bright flashlights that literally fits in the palm of your hand. I'm holding one right now. It's incredible. The Surefire Sidekick is made of the highest quality materials right here in the USA. It has a 300 lumen max vision beam with three different power settings. This will shine over 50 meters. What that means is you can stand in your front yard and shine at your neighbor's house three doors down. It's amazing. The battery lasts up to 45 hours. Plus, it's backed by Surefire's no-hassle guarantee of quality, which is why it's trusted by more cops and special ops guys than any other brand. You ask a cop if they know about Surefire, they'll say yes. Keep your loved ones safe. Get them all a Sidekick. It's available in pink, white, or tactical black. Go to blazesurefire.com and save 15%. Blazesurefire.com.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Former director of the National Intelligence Agency's James Clapper went on to this weekend on State of the Union and said a couple of things. Listen.
Our institutions are under assault, both externally, and that's the big news here is the Russian interference in our election system. And I think as well our institutions are under assault internally.
Internally from the president?
Exactly.
Because he's firing the checks and balances.
Well, I think, the founding fathers, in their genius, created a system of three co-equal branches of government.
Okay.
And a built-in system of checks and balances.
Okay, let's all breathe deep here for a second. If you're a conservative, to hear somebody who was in the Obama administration say these things is, you got to breathe deep. Talking about undermining Congress, that's difficult to take. It's also difficult to take something from James Clapper, a guy who says the Muslim Brotherhood is largely secular. The Muslim Brotherhood is largely secular. That's like saying the Catholic Knights of Columbus are largely secular. But let's focus on what he just said. What he said is, to me, the problem with today's media and politics. First, let's tell a little bit of truth. Our institutions are under assault externally. And that's the big news here. Russia's interference in our election system. Yes, there isn't much of a question regarding what the Russians did. We know that they hacked the DNC and John Podesta. We know they used surrogates to leak that information to hurt Hillary Clinton. I have no issue with the statement that he just made there. We know that's true. Now, his second statement. This is what's wrong with 90% of the news lately. He goes from fact to theory, conspiracy theory. He says, not only are we under attack by the Russians, but also internally from the Trump administration itself. Is he pushed for any record or anything on the record? Does he have anything on the record? Does he have any evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia? Did he do something that was unconstitutional or just politically stupid? He didn't do anything political. He didn't do anything unconstitutional. It's his right to fire him. The problem is it was politically stupid. Now, know the difference, Mr. Clapper. And then to say that we're under attack because of the founders and their genius of separation of powers and not to have any kind of collusion between those powers, I have to tell you, we're going to pole vault, we're going to jump the fence, we're going to parachute in if we have to, comes to mind. Now, Clapper used to be the top spy, so he knows exactly how disinformation works, and eventually people will believe the fabricated theory along with the actual truth if you continue to couple them. The left has been so busy trying to convince the world that Trump has colluded with Russia without having any evidence to support it. They want everything. They want everybody to think that, nothing happened at all, that Russia didn't attack us, despite evidence to the contrary. They did attack us. There's no evidence that Trump had anything to do with that. Now, hiding your head in the sand is equally dangerous. But false accusations may be even more so. Let's be very clear. We've been talking about Putin on this show for years. We have been telling you about the people around Putin for years. We told you they would do these things. This no surprise to anybody in this audience that Putin wanted to, A, hurt Hillary Clinton. Two, more importantly, something that we have focused on for years, polarize the American people and cause chaos. Could he have been any more successful? Hillary lost, not because of the Russians, but because she was the worst candidate for president we've seen in 240 years. That's why airing her dirty laundry didn't cause her to win, didn't cause Trump to win. It further split in an already divided nation, which is the thing that just happened in France. Two awful candidates ran for president, one going to an overwhelming win. Russia interferes, not expecting a different outcome. But watch, France will tear itself apart in the next 5 years. Now, why is it that we as people can't focus on what's really going on here? Why can't we see the facts anymore? Because we both feel like we have a gun against our head. The left feels like you felt under Barack Obama. And you feel like you felt under Barack Obama for different reasons. And nobody's listening to each other. If we continue to use threats as political weapons, we are going to tear ourselves apart, and it is going to be much worse. Keith Olbermann now does videos for GQ. Listen to what he just said over the weekend.
I make this plea. We, the citizens of the United States of America, are the victims of a coup. We need your leaks, your information, your intelligence, your recordings, your videos, your conscience. The civilian government and the military of the United States are no longer in the hands of the people, nor in the control of any responsible individuals on whom you can rely.
Okay, so he's talking here directly to all of the intelligence agencies all around the world, including the Russians and the Chinese, saying, leak all of the information. He then goes on and says, because Trump has no rules, we should have no rules either. We'll take the risk of reestablishing the rules later on. What exactly does that mean? Keep in mind, we're only a few months into this presidency. The question is, the same question we asked a year ago, where does it go from here? As I pointed out on the chalkboard when I was at Fox, the radical left, the socialists, the communists, the anarchists, the fascists, the Islamists, the Russians, all want the same thing, to cause chaos and burn the system to the ground. And they're all working in concert to see it happen. They're not coordinating, but that's what's happening. And while we're busy chasing our tails, the bad guys are winning. Yes, we were attacked by Russia during the election. Yes, France was attacked during their election in the exact same way by the same people, Russia. Russia isn't even hiding it anymore. To the contrary, they're expanding. The Cold War, the first Cold War, was a spy war. I will tell you, this next war is going to be a cyber war. And if we continue to allow partisan politics to divide us, we are going to lose this war. I want to tell you the story of what happened this weekend. Because maybe you don't know. Maybe you heard about a cyber attack, but you don't know really what happened. A group of hackers, we think they're just thugs, criminals. We don't think this is behind, any government is behind this. And you'll see how dangerous it is in a minute. A group of hackers effectively hacked the entire planet. A massive cyber attack hit over 200,000 computers in more than 150 different countries. In England, it got so bad it almost shut down the National Health Service. Surgeries were being canceled. Patients were being turned away from the emergency rooms. And here's the scary part. Nobody even targeted the hospitals. That was just kind of an extra bonus for the hackers. It was a blanket attack that hit the computers, all of them at random. Now imagine what would happen if they would have actually tried to target all the hospitals, if they would have tried to target all of the power plants, nuclear power plants, and the power grids around the world. So how did they do this? I'm going to take you back to a story you might remember. The hackers used a cyber weapon that was created by us, the NSA. Do you remember when it was stolen a few months ago by a group called the Shadow Brokers? And they leaked it online. And they said, here's, it's up for sale. Anybody want to buy it? And there was a debate. Well, is this true or not? And I believe James Clapper, who was the head of the intelligence community when this was stolen from us and leaked online, James Clapper would neither confirm nor deny that that was any of our malware. Well, they couldn't sell it, the Shadow Brokers. And so last month, they just dumped it online for free. Why? This goes to the motivation. Why? Well, it was leaked online in response to Trump's decision to bomb Syria and for kicking Steve Bannon out of the National Security Council. Now, why would that happen? Syria, okay, kicking Steve Bannon out. Why would a group of hackers want to burn everything down to the ground? Oh, that's right. Because as we've been warning you, Steve Bannon is not a conservative. He wants to burn the entire thing down to the ground. What Breitbart is doing is colluding with the Russians and people like the Russians. Whether they are colluding in direct contact, I highly doubt. But they are on the same path. They have the same patterns, the same desires, the same language. Surprise, surprise, the Shadow Brokers are speculated to be yet another surrogate for Russia. And they're the ones who dumped it online. This may be the beginning of the world's first worldwide cyber war. Putin said this would happen. And he said it would be World War III. It would be fought with digits, not bombs. We're in uncharted territory. We've never experienced anything like this before. And as long as we are concentrating on those things that politically divide us, we're going to lose this war. It is really important that instead of talking about a bogus constitutional crisis, we don't have one. We have a massive political crisis. The president was in his rights. I think it was stupid. I don't agree with it. But he was fully within his right to fire James Comey. The government's job now, the Congress's job, is to oversee, to make sure that there is a full investigation. The majority of people, I think it's only, 27 or 37% that don't want a separate investigation, give an independent investigator this job. And let's move on with our lives. There's far too many things that are important, and they all revolve around the idea of principles. While Keith Olbermann may say, we'll rewrite the rules. No, I'd like to stay with the rules that we have written down 240 years ago that we haven't used for quite some time. I'd like a return to those rules and those principles. And that's only going to happen if we pay attention to the truth. And don't become distracted by the things that piss us off.
We have one. The Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
We had to see for ourselves if Upside.com really saves money on business travel and give you a big gift card every trip. Well, we went to Upside, and in less than 2 minutes, not only did we save $300 for a business trip to Phoenix, we got a $145 gift card as well. Go to Upside.com right now and use the promo code Beck, and you'll get yourself a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. Save big on your travel and get a big gift card every single trip. Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.